Topic 10.3. The nerve impulse. This MP3 describes the two types of neurone and how a nerve impulse travels along them. A nerve impulse is a wave of electrical energy that moves along a neurone. There are two main types of neurones, the sensory neurone and the motor neurone. Nerve impulses happen in the same way in both types. A neurone contains an axon, surrounded by a fatty myelin sheath. It is the axon that the nerve impulse travels along. A nerve impulse can only travel in one direction along the axon. Therefore, in sensory neurons, the nerve impulse travels to the brain, and in motor neurons, the nerve impulse travels from the brain. During the resting potential, a nerve impulse is not travelling along an axon. In this state, there are a lot of positive sodium ions outside the axon membrane and very few sodium ions inside the axon membrane. This is because there are carrier proteins on the axon membrane that actively pump the sodium ions out of the axon. These carrier proteins are called sodium-potassium pumps and require energy. As the sodium ions are pumped out of the axon, positive potassium ions are pumped into the axon. For every 3 sodium ions pumped out, 2 potassium ions are pumped in. However, there are also potassium voltage-gated channels in the axon membrane which stay permanently open. These allow potassium ions to diffuse out of the axon again. This keeps the inside of the axon negatively charged compared to the outside of the axon, where many positive sodium and potassium ions accumulate. The usual resting potential of an axon is minus 65 millivolts, and the axon can be described as polarized. So that's what's happening while the axon is resting. Now, what's happening when impulses actually travel? A nerve impulse occurs when the resting potential is altered, or when the axon membrane is depolarized. This produces an action potential. An action potential is brought about when the energy from a stimulus opens sodium voltage-gated channels, letting sodium ions flood into the axon. As the sodium voltage-gated channels let more sodium ions into the axon, this causes more sodium voltage-gated channels to open. As the positive sodium ions rush into the axon, this causes the inside of the axon to go from negative to positive. When the inside of the axon is at plus 40 millivolts, it is now an action potential. The action potential moves along the axon, as sodium voltage-gated channels further along the axon open and allow sodium ions into the axon. So, it is actually the rapid change from a negative to positive charge inside the axon that causes the nerve impulse, not a wave of electrical energy. Behind the action potential, the axon begins to change back to its resting potential state. Once the voltage inside the axon is 40 millivolts, the sodium voltage-gated channels close and more potassium voltage-gated channels open, allowing even more potassium ions than normal to diffuse out of the axon. This movement of lots of positive ions out of the axon makes the inside of the axon temporarily more negative than usual, to around minus 70 millivolts. This is called hyperpolarization, and means that for a short while, no other action potential can travel along the axon. This short period of time is known as the refractory period. Now, the non-permanently open potassium voltage-gated channels close, and the sodium-potassium pumps once again pump sodium ions out of the axon. The axon then returns to its resting potential state and is said to be repolarized. This whole episode takes only 4 milliseconds. Action potentials produce a very distinctively shaped graph, which you should look up and learn. You should be able to describe what happens at each stage of the graph, which channels are open and which are closed, and when sodium-potassium pumps are working. Now, to finish off, let's have a think about some typical questions. Question 1. How are sodium ions removed from the axon during resting potential state? Sodium ions are removed from the axon during resting potential by the sodium-potassium pump. Question 2. What is the voltage of the inside of the axon during resting potential? The voltage of the inside of the axon during resting potential is minus 65 millivolts. Question 3. What first causes the sodium voltage-gated channels to open during the action potential? The sodium voltage-gated channels first open during the action potential because of energy from the stimulus. Question 4. What is hyperpolarization? Hyperpolarization is when more potassium ions than usual diffuse out of the axon, making the inside of the axon more negative. Question 5. When can an action potential not travel along the axon? An action potential cannot travel along an axon during the refractory period. To summarise, this MP3 describes the two types of neurone and how a nerve impulse travels along them. First of all, this session covers the resting potential, the state of the neuron's axon during rest. It'll describe the movement of positive sodium and potassium ions out of the axon, across the axon membrane through channel and carrier proteins. It'll describe how this makes the inside of the axon negative compared to the outside. Secondly, the action potential is described as the sudden movement of positive sodium ions into the axon through voltage-gated channels. It covers how this makes the inside of the axon more positive compared to the outside. Finally, this MP3 describes how the axon gets hyperpolarized and then repolarized due to the opening and closing of potassium voltage-gated channels and the effect that this has on further action potentials.